Youngkin's model policy on transgenderism in schools is set to overturn previous policy met with parent backlash. By Spencer Lindquist on September 27, 2022. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's new model policy on transgenderism in schools has received pushback from students, but it is set to overturn policies that were met with backlash by parents. Governor Youngkin's new draft policy on transgenderism in schools would ensure that students use the bathroom that corresponds with their sex and would require parents to give written permission if their child was to go by a different name or different pronouns. While draft policy has resulted in backlash from students, the previous policy from Governor Northam was met with outrage from concerned parents. Roughly 70 parents gathered outside the Wise County School Board building in July of 2021 to protest the previous policy on transgenderism in schools. The parents noted that they were concerned about their children having to share the bathroom with those of the opposite sex. Parents in Augusta County cheered and gave a standing ovation in July 2021 when the Augusta County School Board voted unanimously to reject a progressive model policy on transgenderism. The audience, most of which supported the board's decision, was roughly 500 people strong. Hundreds had previously shown up to speak out against the liberal model policy on transgenderism. One speaker noted, "Who knows when someone that isn't transgender would use it as a cover to harm our children? Even if it happens one time, that's one time too many." Parents in both Russell County and Rockingham County also spoke out against the liberal policy, and a lawyer discussed the legal challenge his organization was mounting. Numerous parents also spoke out in Virginia's Campbell County. Spokeswoman for Governor Youngkin Macaulay Porter addressed the current pushback to the governor's model policy, remarking, "While students exercise their free speech today, we'd note that these policies state that students should be treated with compassion and schools should be free from bullying and harassment," in a statement to Breitbart News. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.